And now, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
Probably the earliest fly swatters were nothing more than some sort of striking surface attached to the end of a long stick.
And you are Gina?
Gina. Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Look, I'm going to be real honest with you. It's been a long time since I've been with a man. Spent a lot of time with the ladies. Looking to get back up on that pogo stick. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me?
Christ. That's for blasphemy.
Thanks for coming.
Not at all.
He cut his wrists.
Probably looking for the insanity plea. But if anything should happen...
Of course. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, Dr. Crane. I can't take it anymore. It's all too much. The walls are closing in. Blah, blah, blah. Not a couple of days of this food. It'll be true.
What do you want?
I want to know how you're going to convince me to keep my mouth shut.
About what? You don't know anything.
I know you don't want the cops to take a closer look at the drugs they seized. I know about your experiments with the inmates of your nut house. See, I don't go into business with a guy without finding out his dirty secrets. Those goons you used. I own the muscle in this town. Now, I've been bringing your stuff in for months. So whatever he's planning, it's big. And I want it.
Well, I already know what he'll say. That we should kill you.
Even he can't get me in here. Not in my town.
Would you like to see my mask? I use it in my experiments. I'm probably not very frightening to a guy like you, but these crazies, I can't stand it.
So when did the nut take over the nut house?
They scream and they cry. This is your day now.
Well, he's not faking. Not that one. I'll talk to the judge and see if I can get him moved to the secure wing at Arkham. I can't treat him here.
Okay. So that means that our whole solar system could be like one tiny atom in the fingernail of some other giant being. Oh, this is too much. That means that one tiny atom in my fingernail could be
one little tiny universe.
Could I buy some pot from you?
You and the quiet kid were the ones that killed Sarge, right?
Yeah.
Good going, kid. Curly always said you were a good kid. Curly's in a reformatory for the next 6 months.
Daryl, long time no see.
No, Paul.
What's up? I used to buddy around together, play football.
I'll take you.
So you know a rumble ain't a rumble without me!
Buddy. Seen some badass bush before, man, but nothing like this.
I hear ya. This shit's something. Makes Cambodia look like Kansas.
Yeah, que pasa, amigo? little taste of home.
You lose it here, you're in a world of hurt.
Anyway the wind blows is a fine wind to me. Anyway the wind blows, it don't matter to me. She makes me oh so happy, now I'm never ever blue. Anyway the wind blows, anyway the wind blows, anyway the wind blows. She is my heart and soul, and she loves me tenderly. Now my story can be told, just how good she is to me. Yeah, she treats me like she loves me, and she never makes me cry. I'm gonna stick with her till the day I die. She's not like you, baby, she would never ever lie. Anyway the wind blows, anyway the wind blows, anyway the wind blows.
I think we can save your husband's arm. Where would you like it sent?
Oh, Frank, I'm so glad you came.
Well, Emma, it's good to see you. I came as soon as I heard.
Well, thank you, Frank.
You bet. Where's Nordberg?
He's right here, Frank.
Right. Nordberg. Me. Frank, your buddy.
Get the switch on the bottom of the bed!
Nordberg, it's me, Frank. Now, who did this to you?
I love you.
I love you too, Nordberg. Who were they?
Ship, boat.
That's right, Nordberg, a boat. Now, when you're better, we'll go sailing together on a boat. We'll take a cruise just like last year.
Drugs.
Hey, nurse, quick, give this man some drugs. Quick, can't you see he's in pain?
No.
Give him a shot, quickly.
No. Heroin, Frank.
Nordberg, that's a pretty tall order. You're going to have to give me a couple of days on that one.
Oh, my poor Nordberg. Oh, he was such a good man, Frank. He never wanted to hurt anyone. Who would do such a thing?
Well, it's hard to tell. Be a roving gang of thugs, a blackmailer, an angry husband, a gay lover. Frank, get a hold of yourself. Good cop. Needlessly cut down and ambushed by some cowardly hoodlums.
There's no way for a man to die.
Yeah, you're right, Ed. A parachute not opening, that's a way to die. Getting caught in the gears of a combine. Having your nuts bit off by a Laplander, that's the way I want to go.
Oh, Frank! Oh, this is terrible.
Don't you worry, Wilma. Your husband is going to be all right. Don't you worry about anything. Just think positive. Never let a doubt enter your mind.
He's right, Wilma. But I wouldn't wait until the last minute to fill out those organ donor cards.
What I'm trying to say is that, Wilma, as soon as Nordberg is better, he's welcome back at police squad.
Unless he's a drooling vegetable. But I think that's only common sense.
Wilma, can you think of any reason that Nordberg was at the waterfront last night?
No. But I found this at home in a drawer.
Photograph. I love you out of Caracas. A Panamanian ship. Frank, when Nordberg said, I love you, he was telling you the name of the ship.
I realize that now.
We better check this out.
I want every available man on this.
I can't spare anybody, Frank. You know we're in charge of security for Queen Elizabeth's visit. I'm short-handed already.
Wilma, I promise you, whatever scum did this, not one man on this force will rest for 1 minute until he's behind bars. Now let's grab a bite to eat.
Yeah, come on, Wilma.
The winner of this matchup will be the 1996 King of the Ring. Austin fighting with 16 stitches in his mouth. Jake the Snake. In Ithaca, we've got to have busted or broken ribs. Both men are battered and bruised, but Jake Roberts is obviously in tremendous pain. I don't think Jake should even come out here.
Jake's had a severe disadvantage, and Steve Austin has gone exactly for what's injured, those ribs. And when you have broken ribs like that, you can't breathe. Your whole body doesn't function right. And when you've got old, brittle, broken-up ribs like that as it is, Jake the Snake Roberts, his days are gone.
Nonetheless, give Jake the Snake credit for even attempting to come out here.
I do give him a little credit. I take my hat off to him.
You know, in all this bad news, at least there's some celebrating going on in the locker room area with Ahmed Johnson, and we hope to have highlights of that on Raw on Monday night.
I will say this, too. Jake the Snake Roberts, in my book, was an underdog.
Oh, gosh.
I never expected him to get this far, and I'm surprised he's made it into the very finals. And to get a big win, a big upset over Vader, anything is possible.
The physical dissection of Jake Roberts is ongoing by Stone Cold Steve Austin. And if anybody's ever had broken or cracked ribs, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's one of the most painful injuries you can sustain, especially if you're trying to compete in an athletic contest. You can't breathe. The pain's overwhelming. I'm not so sure that Gorilla Monsoon necessarily made the best decision by allowing Jake the Snake, look at this, now humiliation, allowing Jake the Snake to come back out here and compete in this matchup.
Well, we all know Monsoon has been known to make, he's notorious for making stupid decisions.
Oh, come on, that's not true.
Oh, yes, it is. He's done it to me. I can verify that.
Oh, Jake's gonna fight with every breath, every ounce of heart. He's got something up in him. Wait a minute. Don't count him out. Jake the Snake.
Even throwing a punch to Jake the Snake Roberts has got to hurt himself. Even when he's throwing the punches, it hurts.
Look, wide open.
You can imagine every one of those blows, it's like thunder and lightning right into his belly every time he moves.
And look at this. Austin ripping off the tape from Jake the Snake and driving the forearm down into the rib area. What kind of competitor is this? What kind of a man is this?
Well, Jake Roberts had a choice. He didn't have to come out here.
Yeah, but you don't have to do this.
This is the King of the Ring. You'll do anything it takes to win.
Gorilla Monsoon, wait, Gorilla Monsoon is coming. He's gonna stop this.
This one may be over. This one may be over right here now.
I think that's the right thing to do. Call it off. Don't let Jake sustain any serious injuries. That's right. Call it off. Stone Cold Steve Austin, unrelenting. And if he doesn't stop this thing, I can tell you, Monsoon will disqualify Stone Cold and make Jake the Snake the King.
Well, why should Stone Cold stop? He hasn't heard a bell ring. He's fair game until the bell rings unless Jake Roberts wants to quit.
I don't care what they think. I don't care what you're drinking today. I don't care what they say. I don't care what you're drinking today. I don't care what they say. I don't care what you're drinking today. I'm not drinking anymore. I'm not drinking anymore.
This lesbian is stressed line. This guy's got 14 pounds on.
No, he had fuller lips, pouting lips, wide eyes. Yes, that's him.
Hey, Dooley, give it a break, man.
What's going on?
Dooley here is better as he can escape in 15 minutes.
How long's he been at it?
3 days.
Better step on it, Dooley.
I want the York case.
There's no York case. It was a suicide. Copy?
No thanks.
Cappuccino? Espresso? Hey, Scotty! Can you get this machine to work?
I've given her all she's got, Captain. If I push it any harder, the whole thing will blow.
Give me my plate.
I don't think York was a suicide. She was on to something.
On something is more like it. You know those wilderness girls cooking with lace with cocaine.
No wonder I couldn't eat just one.
York left me a message. She'd uncovered a drug running operation. I think that's what got her killed.
You don't think it was the bullets?
Give me the case.
Your days from retirement. Let it go.
Let it go? York was a partner, a friend. I owe her. I owe it to every cop who's ever walked a beat, every cop who's ever made a bust, who's ever laid his life on the line.
Wait a minute. I'm the captain here. I do all the yelling. But if it's that important to you, take the damn case.
Thank you, Captain.
Don't be so fast to thank me on this, Luger, because you're gonna be naked on this one. It's on the line for you. People are gonna be watching. Now you blow it, you're going down. You screw up, you're gonna be hung out to dry. You drop the ball, you're gonna be left twisted in the wind. If you embarrass this department, your pants will be dancing with figs. Is that clear?
Everything but the pants fig thing.
And one other thing. Narcora sent it over one of their burnout psychos to look into the wilderness girl cookies. I'm teaming in with you.
Captain, you know I work alone.
You get the case, you get Jack Coates.
Easy.
That's Lugo's new partner.
Captain, you can't seriously be thinking of using this man. He's dangerous, a menace, a loose cannon, a walking time bomb. Most of all, he is gun happy.
Where do you get off saying that?
I give up.
There's someone you better talk to if this case involves cookies.
Not him.
Yeah. Him.
Before you know it, all the kinfolk are saying, you
come back now here.
At the end of the day,
I take home my half pay. Oh,
goes on.
be.
These fellas.
Look mean now, you dirty fucker, won't you? Shits himself when you put him in a ring. Poke him with a stick, you watch his bollocks grow. Do you like a dog fight, Turkish?
We've lost Gorgeous George.
Shh. You're gonna have to repeat that.
We've lost Gorgeous George.
Well, where'd you lose him? He ain't a set of fucking car keys, is he? And it's not as if he's inconfucking-spicuous now, is it?
Not backing out.
You bet your bollocks to a barn dance you're not backing out.
We're changing a fighter.
Oh, fuck me, your lady friend got a voice. And who might you be changing him to, sweetheart?
You won't know him, but he's mustard.
Mustard? I don't care if he's Muhammad... I'm hard Bruce Lee. You can't change fighters.
Look, you've still got your fight.
No, I lose all bets at the bookies. You can't change fighters at the last minute. So, no, I don't have my fight, do I, you fucking prat?
You can take bets at the fight.
Put a lead on her, Turkish, before she gets bitten. And you don't want to get bitten now, do you, sweetheart? Make sure your man goes down in the fourth. You understand me now, don't you, Turkish?
This is the one place I didn't want to be. In his debt. Which now means I'm in his pocket.
You're on thin fucking ice, my pedigree chums. And I shall be under it when it breaks. Now fuck off.
Whatever I tell you to this.
Thank you.
an appointment, do you?
Well, we didn't know how to make one.
Appointment for what?
What do you want?
We need some help.
Huh, already? We just bit the big one 2 months ago and you want help.
2 months? What does that have to do with anything?
You're going to use up all your health vouchers. The 90s. You spend 125 years on Earth, actually in that house, during which you get only 3 Class 1 D90 intercessions with Juno. You probably haven't even read through the manual completely yet. You'll have to wait if you don't have an appointment.
An appointment with who?
For Juno, your caseworker. Number 54,601, Ferndock.
Sounds like my theme song. Thank you so much. Thank you. You guys have been absolutely brilliant. Thank you for tonight. We love you guys. This is the title track of Dio album number one. It is called Holy Divers. We'll be right back. Clean, but don't you see what I mean?